Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Central Bank of India Q2 FY24 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Barnawal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to the Central Bank of India Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. M. V. Rao, MD and CEO, Mr. Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Mr. M. V. Murali Krishna, Executive Director, Mr. Mahendra Johary, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul N., Chief Financial Officer. Now I hand over the call to the MD, sir, for his opening remark, post which we will have a few question-and-answer sessions. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Very good morning to all of you. First of all, let me thank for sparing your time during these festive days. Coming to the Central Bank's performance, let me highlight the two milestones which are very, very important for us. One is the bank has crossed the total business of 600,000 crore during this September quarter, and then we have recorded the highest-ever net profit in a quarter, that is 605 crore. That is the two milestones what we have achieved. Coming to the overall results, I will give you a brief highlights about the results, and nitty-gritties will be shared by our CFO, Mr. Mukul Dandige. Coming to the highlights, the bank's business has grown 11.51%. That is, we have reached a level of 602,000 crore, and total deposits grew by 3.21%, now stands at 371,000 crore, and gross advances have increased by 17.26%, stands at 2.31,000 crore. Cost deposit ratio, now it has inched up to 62.43% of YOY. If you see, that was 57.64% in September 2022. Gross NPA, there is a noticeable decrease from 9.67% to 4.62%, and then net NPA has come down from 2.95% to 1.64%. Provision coverage ratio also improved, now it stands at 92.54%. And as I told you, the important milestone, net profit has recorded 605 crore. If you compare with the earlier Q2 of financial year 2023, that is 318 crore. Operating profit improved by 13.47% to 3,369 crore, and then net interest income has increased by 10.23%, that is 3,028 crore. Net interest margin, it is 3.53% as against 3.12% of Q2 of financial year 2023, and return on assets has increased to 0.62%, and then return on equity is 2.31%, and our CRAR has improved to 14.82% when you compare it with the previous of 12.14%. Net profit, that is 605, that has increased by 90%. Operating profit is reduced by 12.47% on YOY basis. Net interest income grew by 10.23%. Total income has improved by 19.07%. Return on assets improved by 0.62%. These are all the broad highlights which I have shared with you, and now for the details, our CFO will make a presentation. Yeah, Mukul.
Thank you, sir, and good morning, everyone. MD sir has given you a brief overview of the major financials. I'll give you the other details of the financials. The total interest income of the bank has improved by 19.43% on a YOY basis and 1.74% on QOQ basis. The net interest income has also grown by 10.23% on YOY basis, and it stands at 3,028 crores as on September 23 quarter. The total income has grown by 19.07% and stands at 8,412 crores. On a QOQ basis also, there is an increase of 2.79%. The total expenses have increased by 29.43% on YOY basis and 8.45% on QOQ basis and stand at 6,882 crores. The operating profit was at 1,530 crores for September 23, and the provisions and contingencies were at 925 crores. They were lesser by 35.31% on YOY basis and around 34.86% on QOQ basis. And that is why the net profit has improved by 90.25% on YOY basis and 44.74% on a QOQ basis. The fee-based income has shown an improvement on YOY and QOQ basis at 11.45% and 26.18% in all. And the total non-interest income also has shown an increase of 16.59% on a YOY basis and 10.64% on a QOQ basis, and it stood at 1,061 crores for September 23. The interest expenses, as I told, have grown by 26.85% on YOY basis and 6.77% on QOQ basis. The staff cost has increased by 30.05% on a YOY basis, and it has come down by slightly by 3.56% on a QOQ basis. The other operating expenses have increased by 39.55% on a YOY basis and 39.03% on QOQ basis and stand at 1,122 crores as on September 23. Provisions. The provisions for NPA were at 1,929 crores in September 23, an increase of 80.28% on YOY basis, and a substantial increase from 244 crores in June 23. However, with a write-back of provision from standard assets and the depreciation on investments, also a slight write-back of 42 crores on income tax, we could manage the overall provisions at 925 crores, and the net profit was at 605 crores. The asset quality trend already MD sir has touched upon. It has come down, the gross NPA has come down from 9.67% in September 22 to 4.62%, and the net NPA has come down from 2.95% to 1.64%. Noticeably, the net NPA in absolute numbers has also come down from 5,407 crores in September 22 to 3,664 crores in September 23. The other important thing is the major ratios. Provision coverage ratio has improved to 92.54%. The slippage ratio was at 1.22%. However, if we discount the one large corporate account, then the slippage ratio was only at 0.30%. The sector-wise NPA classification, if we go through, the retail net NPA was only at 0.73%. Agriculture also, there was a substantial improvement and the ratio was at 4.35%, MSME at 2.76%, and the corporate and others were at only 0.31%. Within retail also, the net NPA of housing loan was at 0.72%, vehicle loan was at 0.33%, education loan was at 0.76%, and the personal loans was at 0.82%. The business performance already MD sir has touched upon. However, I will give you a breakup. Total business improved by 11.51% on YOY basis, and the deposits improved at 8.21%, CASA at 4.90%, and the advances grew at a very robust rate of 17.26%, out of which the RAM was at 14.24%. Noticeably, the CASA percentage still remains one of the best in the industry at 49.40% and remains our core strength through which we can choose the good rated corporate accounts and maintain our NIM also. The corporate advances grew at 23.54% and CD ratio improved to 62.43%, which is an improvement of 479 bips. Within deposits, our savings grew at 5.53% and time deposits grew at 11.77%. If we see the credit performance, the retail grew at 15.19%, the agriculture at 7.47%, MSME at 20.25%, and total RAM grew at 14.24%, crossing the milestone of 1,50,000 crores. The total risk-weighted assets, credit risk-weighted assets were at 61.80% also, and it was a substantial reduction of 324 bips on a YOY basis. So that was all about the overall business parameters that I had to share with you. Now we are open for any question and answers.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mahrukh Adajania from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations. So my first question is on deposit mobilization. Obviously, you have a very high CASA, so it may affect you less. But for everyone, cost of deposits is rising for known reasons. And given that the incremental deposit mix is deteriorating, as in less of CASA, cost of funds continues to rise. So when do you think cost of deposits peak? Because everyone is giving festive offers that will continue. The festive offers are for 300, 400 day deposits. So they'll continue for 1 year. So how does it all pan out?
Good morning and thank you. And as far as this deposit front is concerned, as far as our bank is concerned, we have enough liquidity because of the CD ratio what we have at 62. And we continue to maintain our CASA ratio also, whatever the increase that is happening on the deposit front. Yes, whatever the observations that is there and what the market condition right now, where deposit rates are growing and then many of the market participants are also bringing lot of variants, but all are in the short term. Now, given the RBI governor's address recently, what we feel that this peaking of deposit rates may get stabilized in the December quarter. I don't say it will get reduced, but that peak may get stabilized in December quarter. And accordingly, our ALCO also estimates what is the runoff what we have in the CASA deposits, two term deposits, and then vis-a-vis what is the rate we have to maintain so that our deposit should not flow to other competitors. So that is how we are maintaining our game here. Yeah.
So what is your benchmark deposit bucket? Because for most banks, it's anywhere between 400 to 499 days. So what is your benchmark bucket and what is your festive rate offer there?
Maximum for me is 444, 444.
Okay. And what is the rate there? Sorry?
7.10.
Okay. Got
it. One more thing, ma'am. Wherever my presence is there, 69% of my branches are rural and semi-urban. And typically, it is in the interior of Maharashtra, interior of Bihar, especially in eastern Bihar, and also eastern Bengal and Madhya Pradesh, since we hold the leadership position there. So this rate of interest is little bit agnostic to the customers there because of the presence of, single branch and then these types of things are there. That's why we always incentivize our saving bank customers. If you see the PSB scenario, it is a 2.90 we offer saving bank consciously we know that our customer segment who are in the rural should not suffer because of this. We are not maintaining the lowest SB rate also. So we are maintaining that equilibrium there.
Got it. Got it. Makes sense. So my just last question from my side. Basically, you said that there was one corporate slippage. Which sector was that?
That is the aviation, madam. I do not want to name the company, but everyone knows that is the airline. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. That was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Prabal from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on achieving 17% loan growth.
Thank you.
So my first question is, corporate credit is growing by 24% for us. So what is driving this? And I see in the presentation that the share of AA and AAA-rated customer have gone up at a faster pace. So how is pricing in the market with respect to corporate accounts?
In corporate accounts, that's what we are saying earlier. Our philosophy of maintaining the credit book balance of 65-35 will continue to be there. That is 65 RAM and 35 corporate. And coming to the corporate also, we are very much conscious of the risk weight, what we will be acquiring. That's why our overall credit risk weight of our gross advances, which was there at 65.04 in September 22, has come down to 61.80 in September 23. So mainly whatever the assets we are acquiring from the corporate book, almost they are AAA or max AA. We are conscious of the risk weight. And as far as the pricing is concerned, that's what we told you earlier, because of our strong CASA position, we have that pricing power and we are leveraging all that.
Okay, and the growth is driven in any particular segment? Is it term loan, working capital? How is that?
It's all evenly distributed. It's not that only one-year term we are extending. And in some of the things where we have some term loans, it may be from 5 to 7 years.
Okay, and so these corporate loans, these are mostly on MCLR pricing?
Maximum is MCLR pricing. I think in 4 or 5 accounts, it is only external benchmarking we have done, keeping in view of the market condition.
Okay. And we're just curious to know that, our cost of funds from March to September has risen by 65 basis points, but then MCLR one-year benchmark has just risen by 15 basis points. So why is that the case?
See, that's what I was saying, though we have ample liquidity, my CD ratio is only 62.5. I have to increase my rate of interest on term deposits to protect my own deposit base and also to provide something to my own customers. That is number one. Number two, having said this, we are conscious that cost of deposits have gone up by 71 basis points. If you see the yield on advances, which has gone up by 125 basis points. So that there is a trade-off here. What is that we are increasing and what is the increase you are making in your incremental advances? So every transaction, if it proves to be profitable, that we are entering into that.
No, actually my question was, my understanding was that if cost of funds go up, then MCLR benchmarking will also go up. But cost of funds has gone up, but a proportionate MCLR hike has not been taken care of. So will that come in future or why is that the case?
The MCLR increase is totally a factor of our pricing, which is happening in different buckets of my liabilities portfolio. If my liabilities portfolio increases very much on 444 bucket, then I will also increasing certain amount comparing with the market. And where strategic premium or business risk premium, that is credit risk premium, we are factoring depending upon the rating of the account. So in the MCLR, though it is appears to be lowest in the market if you compare with all the banks, but at the end of the day, final pricing is happening with the markup.
Okay. Understood. And sir, what will be your growth guidance for this year and next year maybe?
This year we have given, you know, total business growth, our achievement that we will continue to hold that 10 to 12%. And deposit growth will be 8 to 10%. Advances growth, this we have given 15%. This time we have touched 17. Probably it will get moderated the way we are balancing our credit book. This is how the main top line numbers guidance is concerned. And NIM we continue to hold above 3, and we are maintaining that. And the gross NPA we have given for this year below 4.5 and net NPA below 1.5. Definitely we will be touching that figure what we have given. And PCR is also we have given 93 to 95 that we are going to achieve. This is, you know, overall, and return on assets guidance we have given 0.70, that we will be easily achieving that part. That may be taken as a floor.
Understood. And if you can share your breakup of loan book in terms of repo, MCLR and fixed.
This we have to provide you. This would be repo base.
Percentage in total portfolio, what is the, we will provide you separately, right now I am not having, okay?
Sure, sure, not a problem. Just last question, if you have incremental cost of funds number with you at this point, okay?
Incremental cost, do you have anything?
We'll provide you total.
Okay, well, thank you, all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving this opportunity. And congratulations, Rausav and team.
Thank you.
For the maximum, I mean, quarterly profit of 605 crore. With this profit, there are some couple of questions and some clarification. This profit has come, you know, on the back of reversal of the provision. Like the provision is only 967 crore, whereas NPA provision has gone up to 1,928 crore. And the tax is also, I think, as compared to 606 crore of last quarter, it's only 42 crore right back. So on this, because of this, the profit is 605 crore, if I'm right. So some clarification on this, that how did we, number one, arrive at this provision reversal, which are the components of it, and tax credit in this quarter, it means the half year net to net is only about 560 crore. So for the going forward, for the whole year, whether the scenario is going to be the same, in the light of deferred tax assets of 5,235 crore? This is my first question.
Yeah. Sir. One is, see, we had done a provision in standard asset on a one big corporate account, which we were expecting that it may have some issues going forward. So now that corporate account has slipped to NPA, so the provision...
What is the aggregate amount there? 2,000 crore?
Roughly, yes. So what we have done, sir, that because it has gone into NPA, so provision from provision made for standard has had a write back, and we have made 100% provision on that account. So that is why, because the NPA provision, I get a tax write back. So last quarter, aap dekhenge, so because we had made provision on standard, so we have had to pay tax at 609 crores. Now that the NPA provision has gone up to 1929 crores, we have got a write-back of 43 crores. However, and, next quarters onwards, the standard provision may not be that high. The normal NPA provisions would be there, and based on that, whatever the tax outgo will be there, we'll have to make the provision.
Nice clarification, sir. So on that, another question arises, sir, that when we were discussing about the airline account, we were saying that we are secured by separate secured assets of about 60-65% of the total outstanding loan. So is that stands now also? I mean, our recovery prospects are 65-70% on this account going forward?
See, I do not want to put any percentage of recovery, but yes, it is a sufficiently collateralized account, and we have very bright chances if we proceed to recover from that asset.
Okay. I mean, it's a long-drawn process, or we can look at in this current financial year only?
Let us see, because we have provided 100% in this account. Though it is substandard as per the books, we have provided full. So whatever it comes, it will be added to my bottom line.
Okay, sir. So, sir, coming to the second one is that fresh slippages are 2,544 crore versus in the last quarter of 1,062 crore. Is it our total slippage target which has been given under that, or it is because of that account it has gone up?
Yeah. Because of single account, it has gone up. Otherwise, my slippage ratio is only 0.30.
Okay, sir. Your point well taken, sir, on this. Sir, some color on our digital journey. So we have been talking in last two quarters very highly on, you know, bank within bank. And where have we reached? Because in the note to the account, we said that our digital banking units, DBUs, have also not started, commenced the business. But of course, this is different. But what is the status today? I mean, how much is the spend already done on this? What is our budget for the total overall digital journey? And when will it start generating fruits in the form of business?
You understand that this technology implement first is your procurement and technology starting. You have your own processes to be completed. All these things are completed. Now, separate workforce is assigned to that particular project. Probably from December onwards, low-hanging fruits we will be reaping. That is the first benefit we will be getting in terms of end-to-end digital lending platform is concerned. And connected with that, in December itself, our collection management system, which is totally on the technology platform, with outsourcing activities of feet on street people for monitoring and also for recovery purposes, that will also be placed in December. This is the first two things, and it is a 18 months. Now, it is a 24 months. I think we have completed 13 months in that journey. And another 11 months are there. A lot of things now lined up, which will be coming for the, implementation part, where we can reap the benefits. Number two is regarding the budget. We have an IT budget of 1,400 crores for the entire activities what we are taking up in the technology front. So sufficiently provided, resources are not the scarcity, or resources are not at all the limiting factor. And it is only the process which is going on, and we will be reaping the benefits now.
Sir, at this stage, we welcome Sir Mahendra Dohare as the Executive Director of the bank.
Yeah.
We congratulate so far having achieved this post and position. Sir, some color on the recovery going forward, sir. I believe you will be handling the recovery portfolio.
Now, our Mahendra has just joined 7-8 days back, and after settling down just 2 days back, he is back in the office, and already he has gone through these NCLT cases and DRT cases, and then how best we can use the collection management system that will be placed in the month of in a 1 to 1.5 months period. So these are all roadmap he has already prepared, and that we will be sharing. I think in the next interaction, we will be having some more positive news on that front.
Sir, you can give, sir, some color on that recovery. This quarter was 513 crore on the including one ARC, and some color on the NARCL, and going forward, how aggressive we are on the ARC sale and recovery through other mechanisms, sir.
Sir, as far as NARCL is concerned, whatever the assets they are taking, we have only kitna Rajesh usme abhi teen account hua. It's only a small, less than 100 crores. And then we will be accelerating more on the ARC sale now. whatever the assets that are suitable to the ARC to pick up, that we will be showcasing them, and then we will be aggressively going for recovery in the next 5 months.
So means the NRCL, the way we had originally thought, has not become so effective in getting our books cleared, isn't it, sir?
No. Originally thought it will be effective. I don't say in that way. We know that any organization which comes new in the market will have its own hiccups. And I think our wish is there, now it will get stabilized and then they will ramp up their operations.
Sir, my last question is on note number 14. Advances NF and fund-based and non-fund-based outstanding secured by book debt, 25,735 crore versus 17,229 crore last year. What is the significance of this note, sir? I believe that I have not seen it earlier. Maybe I might have missed. But why somebody has to, auditor has to give the advances secured by book debt?
But it is required, sir. And last time also, I think we have given this since last 1 year.
Okay. I might have missed it. Yeah. So it is, so wherever the, it is a combined limit of book debt and the stocks.
There also, how much is the book debt portion?
Okay, I have missed this very important point in maybe in other banks also. So our credit, our advances against book debt outstanding is 25,735 crore. Isn't it
right?
Okay, sir, if time permits, I will come back again on some questions on treasury.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations to Team Central Bank for excellent performance and stable numbers.
Thank you.
It is very clearly vision that our consolidation and corrective phase is over, and now we are looking for credit growth, which you have already done well on the corporate side. Sir, any emerging picture on the retail segment?
Retail segment, sir, that's we continue to hold our baseline approach of 65-35 with plus or minus 5%. That will be our total credit book balance will be there. So whatever the growth that is required, that accordingly that will be present for the retail side, agriculture side and MSME side.
No, sir, I understand that proportion of 65-35 or 60-40 you have stated in previous calls also. What I meant is, what kind of new initiatives, strategy we are doing, because we have such a brilliant CASA number of 49-50 on a constant basis if I look at last 5-7 years numbers. So we have a ability to muster much better numbers than where we stand because of the strength Central Bank and the loyalty which the customers have on the deposit franchise. Same needs to be capitalized. So I'm asking, what kind of strategies have we drawn because of the technology initiative we have taken?
See, one thing, as far as the retail part is concerned, on the technology front, what I was explaining earlier, that digital lending platform, through digital means end-to-end, that will get operationalized once this platform is in place and already maximum work is done, and some of the products will be rolled out in the month of December. That is for the digital natives and also people who are, adept on the technology front. Coming to my core, which is catering to the segments of my rural, semi-urban and urban, there we will continue to focus on our traditional modes of marketing and also tapping the loyal customer base, the way we are increasing our portfolios in the retail, that will continue to be there. And aggressively, we will be eyeing between 22% to 22% growth on the retail front. That is number one. Number two is on the co-lending portfolio, where again maximum chunk is on the retail side only, whether it is the housing or with the MSME backed by the LAP. So in these two segments also, we will continue to maintain our leadership position as far as the PSB environment is concerned. And there also, Now we have touched almost 8,600 crores of portfolio. By March, we are eyeing to touch minimum of 15,000 crores. So this is broadly I am giving you the retail growth strategy.
Our CASA and our MCLR and the current offer on housing should be attracting a much faster number because we are almost the best in the market where our housing loan product is concerned. How are you seeing response specifically in the festive season and the scheme which we have offered for women in the industry?
That's a very good traction we are having. And it is only now what is the bandwidth we have to to make it fast? That is the question. It is not that availability in the market and people approaching us. That basket is too huge for me. I'm only managing at my end. You know, that is the limiting factor, and we have put enough resources now. And the way we are envisaging 20 to 22% growth, that easily we will be achieving.
So are you factoring a bigger pie from the housing loan market?
Yeah, that is also there. This is the, I think for the past 1 year, if you see the housing loan portfolio of above 1 crore, I think we will give you the details separately because right now I do not have. There is a larger increase above 1 crore of, housing loans.
Sir, one of the concerns you flagged that the resources. I see that Central Bank is making a lot of initiative, a lot of institutes and hiring new talent and to map our digital journey. Can you update something fresh about it, sir?
Yeah, on the technology front, that's what I told you. Almost 65 people already joined in that separate unit, which is totally dedicated to the digital channels. And with that only, I am saying with confidence by December, we will be rolling out certain products. It's going fine. Yeah.
My last question in this round, one is to Mr. Vahi on the treasury outlook because we have defended ourselves well. And second thing, how do you see our position on the marketplace where treasury is concerned by March 24?
You are aware that as far as the U.S. is concerned, there are still the chances of increasing the Fed rate is still increasing day by day. So maybe if not in in December, we are hoping that there will be a hike of around 15 basis point to 25 basis point. But all said and done, that is more or less discounted, and thereafter we are hoping that there will be a pause. Similarly, in Indian context, because of various political reasons also, we do not foresee any further repo hike. So maybe yields capping at around 750 level, and thereafter reversal is bound to happen. And maybe March, we are hoping that it would be again in the range of 7 to 7.25. That is what our inner research says. And it's time to build duration, actually. So we are also on the same path. And a little bit we are adding at our AFS as well as our other portfolio.
If I understand well, we are well placed in the comfort with the volatility which
our
is
modified given. Duration is of our AFS portfolio. Our modified duration is still the same what it was in the month of June or March. It was little bit less, but that makes sense also. It is in the range of 1.60. So we don't foresee any major hit or there, even if the yield is moving down to 750 level. That's all.
Thank you for answering all my questions and best wishes for the year to come.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity again. Anyway, my question on the treasury has already been answered. But I have some just a couple of questions and some explanation and clarification. Our operating income profit this time has gone down as compared to the last quarter, about 300 crore. And that is mainly because of the other operating expenses have gone up by 315 crore from 807 crore to 1122 crore. So what is the reason, I mean, which are the components of these other operating expenses going up?
Arjuna ji, major, dekhi, ek to ye hai, normal jo salary rise hai, that is somewhere around 46 to 50 crores, wo hai. Then some rentals and other things, usme bhi major ye tha, we have increased the rent-free accommodation ceiling for the officers. So that is major component of this 46 crores of rental increase. Then one is depreciation with the various IT projects and other things going on. The depreciation increase is somewhere around 75 crores. And the other professional fees and all other expenses paid is around 47 crores. So these are the major components.
So why I'm asking this, that sir, is it going to be a regular feature now? I mean, taking the other expenses more than 1,100 or 1,000 crore every quarter hereafter?
I think this 2,558 crores of other operating expenses for this quarter may not happen. It, in the next quarters, we may see somewhere figure somewhere around 2,400 types.
No, no, you mean that is including of the employee cost, isn't it?
Yes, yes, including employee cost.
I am just asking only for other, employee cost is under control, you know, 49,
right? Right.
So in other, that increase of 300 crore, you explained about 150 crore of regular, which is going to be there now in future quarter. But remaining 150 is also going to be, I mean, you feel that it is more than 1,000 crore, 1,100 crore every quarter going forward?
Yes, roughly around
1,000 crores. Stabilized around 1,000.
Because staff cost is around 1,450 crores is the staff cost out of 2,558. So roughly around 1,000 to 1,050.
All right, sir. Just a point of information. This note number 16 on the fraud accounting. We have said that we have amended the FRM policy to give the opportunity to borrower. So is it because of that RBI instruction that before declaring an account as a fraud account, you must give the opportunity? That is what has been amended in this FRM policy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As per the Supreme Court judgment, that part is amended in the policy.
All right. So, sir, if time permits now, resolution plan, the second seven borrowers account, you know, 3,501 crore is the exposure and outstanding is 1,875 crore. Can you give some color on that, on the recovery schedule, or is it a recent resolution, or whether the resolution conditions have been abided by the borrower on these accounts?
Yeah, just a minute, yeah.
Which account, sir?
What is that note number?
Number was the 16, 17 something. Resolution plan where seven borrowers with a total sanction of 3501 crore and outstanding of 1,875 crore. I'll just...
Yeah, we will come back because we are just touching out.
Is it from RBI?
Yeah, sir, note number 19, sir, I think.
Note number 19.
So what is the, I mean, present status on that, and how do we see this, the conditions of the resolution being abided by the borrowers?
But whatever the recovery plan we have for the December and March, we have not taken anything from these resolution accounts for recovery, except whatever the little that may come from the ILFS and then another stray account already, which is there, you know, they have distributed something in the previous month, and we expect something other than that in the resolution plans for our recovery estimations. We have not taken anything.
Okay, sir. Just one question to the CFO, sir, for this segment wise result. There is a major variation in the segment wise. Is there any change in the method of calculating, like
the retail treasury, of course, from 1072 crore to 624 crore in this quarter. But in retail, from 56 crore to 1636 crore. And wholesale, from the loss of 96 crore to loss of 1533 crore. So why so much of variation in segment-wise breakup, sir?
Sir, wholesale major is because of the provision that we have made for that one big account. So that is why the entire wholesale has gone into loss.
That is okay, sir. In retail, from 56 crore to 1,636 crore profit?
Retail, 1 second.
That will have a contra for your expenses booked for the treasury.
So treasury is a separate segment where the income has come down from 1,072 crore to 624 crore. Anyway, sir, I think it is taking.
मैं आपको निकाल के देता हूँ अजमेरा जी. Wholesale, it is because of that provision that we have made for the one account.
But how would it affect retail? Like retail profit?
Yeah, we will go into that. What is?
I'll give it to you, sir.
Okay. Please, sir. Please. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best. And now you have three executive director Rao sir.
Yeah.
Is on full throttle.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Mutha from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So congratulations on a good set of numbers. So I just wanted to ask on the credit quality cycle going ahead. For the next 4 to 6 months, how do you see that panning out?
As far as the slippages are concerned, it is almost, what we have given the guidance will be, it will be below one. And this time because of the corporate, that was a spike is there. And then if you remove that, it is 0.32. So going forward, our slippage ratio continued to be below one only, most probably. We will be averaging it out around 0.85 to 1 in between. That is that. So having given this slippage figure, so you can very well back calculate about the quality what we will be maintaining on the asset side.
Okay. And on the ROA front, so 0.70% you are saying it to be the base, right?
Base. Floor. Yeah.
That should be the floor. And going ahead, the credit quality cycle should be a big lever for expansion in ROE, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question on credit cards. So, many banks are focusing on credit cards, I think Central Bank is also doing the same. Wanted to understand a little more on the strategies that the bank has adopted.
See, as far as credit cards are concerned, you may be aware that this is the first bank in the Indian industry itself which brought the credit card in the market, but ultimately because of certain issues, it was entire division was closed in 2017. And then now we are having the fresh thinking on this cards business, and we have already zeroed in on two lines to proceed further, and it will be, I think, fructifying by December.
Okay. So basically you're saying that two cards would be launched in December?
Yeah. We will be having the tie-up. Definitely, they are not the bank-backed companies.
All right. Thanks and wish you all the best.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, if I recall correctly, in one of the analyst meets which we had indicated that we hold substantial higher provisions where pension is concerned or any other future contingency is concerned. Can you broadly speak about it, sir?
Sir, as far as these pension funds are concerned, we had a very detailed presentations from the two independent actuaries, and both have given almost a similar number with a plus minus of 100 crores. So they, what they have given is almost our fund is short of 4,800 crores in the kitty. So what we did for the past 7-8 months, on monthly basis, we are providing 100 crores only to the terminal benefits. So that is adding up to the corpus, and the way we have planned out in the next 2.5 to 3 years, that shortfall will be met. So that is how the roadmap is there to make that fund a self-sufficient and self-yielding.
This basically you are saying by FY26.
That will be totally a self-servicing fund.
Sir, other than that, we also have some buffer provisions. Our future outlook on credit cost is also concerned.
That is separate. That is entirely separate. We would like to see that once we moved out of the TCA, at no point of time we are not interested to look back as far as the profitability part is concerned. For that, we have our own buffers. Otherwise, the 2,000 crores corporate account moving into NPA in one quarter, our all NPA, gross NPA profitability should have affected adversely. But if you see the figures, it is well maintained. So we are not having much worries on this front, and we are maintaining the buffers.
Looks like central bank is heading towards very positive outlook for years to come.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Parnawal from Antique Stock Broking Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, sir, for giving us opportunity to host this call. I'll hand it over to you for your closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, nothing much to say except thank you for all the participants for their time, and then wish each one of you and your families a happy Navaratra. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.